Education and school funding were obviously major issues in the last legislative session, and they figure to be important ones again when lawmakers reconvene at the Capitol in a couple of weeks. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with an Arizona principal who recently took part in a panel discussion in D.C. about this. Dennis Barger is principal of Vail Academy and High School, a K-12 school in the Vail School District south of Tucson. He and Mark spoke via Skype about how being in education has changed over the past few years, given how the political situation around education has changed over that time.
Well, I think from a staff standpoint, I think there's definitely a higher level of involvement and engagement in those issues. And, you know, people are talking more about candidates than they have in the past. I think educators in general have kind of, you know, we know we work for the state and we're subject to the decisions that are made in the legislature, but I don't know that a lot of people have taken an active interest. I've seen definitely more in the last few years, more so at the state level than at the federal level in terms of funding, just where Arizona is in general. So I think more and more people are paying attention to the fact that they have a voice. And I think Red for Ed movement last spring is obviously a show of that within our own state.
Do you get the sense from your teachers that that is something that they're looking to continue doing into 2019?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some interest in keeping an eye on the people that are elected to make those decisions and how they have influence and what those votes look like on education issues. I think basically the Red for Ed movement started at the end of the last legislative session. And so I think it'll be interesting to watch what they being teachers in general, as well as the people that organized it, in terms of what happens during this next legislative session. Of course, the defeat of the empowerment scholarships on the November ballot, you know, again, shows that people want public education to be a little more supported than we've seen from the legislature.
How do you try to help your teachers sort of balance between their newfound, it sounds like, political interest and activism, but also what their job is to teach kids and to try to keep all of that other stuff to some extent out of the classroom?
I guess that would have more to do with the age of the students. You know, certainly my senior level government teacher talking with 17 and 18 year olds should be leading those conversations and having meaningful discussions with students. Younger students, it's certainly not our job to tell them about political issues. So there's a time and a place. I think putting issues in front of students within the context of social studies lessons and civics lessons are clearly what we should do, but we shouldn't be preaching. We should be teaching. And so sharing information and letting students make their own decisions and answering questions they have is our responsibility every day. And so to stay away from those topics and not engage kids who want to learn is wrong. But I think teaching them this is what we believe and it's right is the wrong approach as well.
I'm curious what kinds of conversations your teachers have had both with students and parents about some of these issues. I mean, I would imagine that there were days when your teachers were wearing red and had, you know, walk-ins to school before the teacher walkout last spring. Was this something that folks in the community were talking about?
Yeah, there was some talk in our community. Certainly, the schools within our district had some of those days, and sometimes we were joined by parents in our communities or our community coming into our schools. I think that, you know, people in general support their children's teacher. I mean, it doesn't really matter what school or district you're in. I think if you look at parent surveys, most of the time, parents enjoy their child's teacher because that teacher loves for and cares for their child so many hours every day. And I think we see that in schools that have lower performing school labels, parent surveys still say they're happy with the school. And it's mostly centered around the teacher. So I think community support for teachers in general is very high. And I think that there's been some involvement. And as for those conversations that people are having, you know, occasionally people will come back to me with some anecdotal story about what happened, but I don't know that there's a whole lot of engagement with students on those topics in classrooms. I think they're more comfortable talking adult to adult because I think there's a very clear expectation that we don't share our views with kids in the classroom.
I'm curious about what you've heard from colleagues and counterparts elsewhere around the country. I mean, I know that you were on this panel with a teacher from Washington, D.C., a superintendent from Vermont. I'm curious if they are having similar kinds of situations in terms of teachers and others in education maybe getting more interested and more involved, or if it's so state-specific that it really has to do with what's going on in each particular state.
Yeah, the event that I attended was put on by EdWeek, and they had done some good research. You know, during this last legislative session across the country, you know, there were 180 educators that ran for state house, and so it's not just in Arizona. I think Arizona we had seven. In other states, I want to say Oklahoma or Kentucky, one of them had like 40. Seats were challenged by educators. So there were some states that had big pushes. The other one had like 15. So I think, you know, across the country, whether it was in DC or in Vermont, not necessarily, but in certain areas of the country, we're seeing more and more where educators are trying to make their presence known.
All right. That's Dennis Barger, principal of Vail Academy and High School in Southern Arizona. Dennis, good to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.